John Gilmore on BBC Radio Lancashire.
Now, if you would, I want you to cast your minds back to 2012 and that year's series of Britain's Got Talent. It's a programme that always throws up a few surprises, and it's one of those shows where sometimes the runners-up go on to bigger things than the winners. My next guest this afternoon was part of that series. In fact, Jonathan Antoine came second in the final with his singing partner, Charlotte Giaconelli. The winning act, Ashley and Pudsey, the dancing dog, they went on to make a film that sank without trace at the box office. But Jonathan and Charlotte went on to land a £1 million record deal and sell over 250,000 albums. I'll tell you what, that's not bad for second place. Alas, Jonathan and Charlotte are no more. Instead, they've gone on to solo careers, and Jonathan's first solo tour begins at Lytham's Lowther Pavilion on Monday, the 2nd of November. And I'm pleased to say he joins me this afternoon from our Essex studio to talk about life before and after Britain's Got Talent. Afternoon to you, Jonathan.
Good afternoon. I'll
tell you what, it's been an intense few years for you, hasn't it? What was life like before the talent show? How long had you been singing?
It has absolutely been an intense few years. And life before Britain's Got Talent was, I hesitate to say normal, but it was certainly more normal than the life I live now. But, I went to school. I'd been singing since I was 11, I'd like to say. Like, I'd been having lessons since then. And, yeah, I'd always sort of wanted to do something creative. And I, at the time of the show, I wasn't in a great place in myself. And it really, really helped me flourish.
How did you meet Charlotte? Because I think many people, and right in saying here, thought you were romantically involved after they saw you on the show. But you were never a couple, were you?
No, we weren't. We knew each other through high school. We both took, I think, the exact same GCSEs. And we did GCSE music together, which led to us singing together for our exam.
So is that what led you on to Britain's Got Talent, the two of you then? Did you think, you know, tell you what, let's have a go at this?
Basically, yeah. I mean, it was Charlotte who applied for the show in the first place. And I think initially she might have entered on her own, but she thought we had a better chance together. And so we gave it a go, and some crazy things came out of it.
Are you pleased that you did give it a go?
Of course, of course. I mean, it's been one of the biggest opportunities of my entire life, and from that, my entire career has basically spawned.
What was the whole experience like on Britain's Got Talent? What do you remember of standing on stage, you know, waiting for those results?
It's a very stop-and-go process. It's you go down for a full day, because all of the reactions and the shots themselves, they're all pretty, they're authentic and they're live, basically. And so you go down for one day, and then it's maybe a month until you do the semi-finals or the finals or something. So it was very strange in that respect. But on those days, it was so intense that it basically did take that full month out of you. And just standing on the stage, I genuinely do not remember a thing. My mind went into autopilot as soon as I stood on the stage every single time. And I remember kind of just after stopping singing, when the judges at the first audition started to say their pieces and say that they enjoyed it, which was just ridiculous, incredible.
I mentioned that the pair of you went from strength to strength after appearing on the show. Did you ever dream that you'd sell all those albums and be so successful?
I may have dreamed it, but it was only a dream. I am still so incredibly thankful to anyone who would go out and purchase something that I had a part in making and that has my soul and my voice on it. And the fact that the first album, over 250,000 people, that's ridiculous.
I'll tell you what, you have a huge fan base, don't you? Because people are tweeting all afternoon. We've got listeners this afternoon in New York City listening to what they say is the greatest sensation since Pavarotti. And that is Heidi de Ruggiero, who's tweeted that this afternoon. As I say, Twitter's gone on meltdown this afternoon, hasn't it, since you announced you were coming on the programme.
My people, that they are called Fantwans. They have a name, and they are nuts, and I love it. They're crazy about me. They're crazy about the music, but most importantly, they are all just people, nice, genuine people.
Loving life in the Red Rose County
with John Gilmore
on BBC Radio Lancashire.
Currently talking to Jonathan Antoine. He's coming to the county 2nd of November. We're chatting to him about life before and life after Britain's Got Talent. We were just saying about the Fantwans, Jonathan. They've gone daft this afternoon. Let's say hello to someone who's listening in London, Ontario, in Canada, who it's Kelly NP, who's a Fantwan. She says, fab hearing the voice of the century. Much love to Jonathan. You really have got a big fan base there, haven't you?
I love them. Oh, what can I say? I'm so thankful to all these people. There are people from Australia who are coming onto the tour to come and see me. From Australia. It's as far as you can go without being off of the planet. Yeah, I count my lucky stars every single day that I have people like that who care.
I was mentioning that, you know, you and Charlotte went your separate ways, launched your solo career. Was it a difficult decision to make that? You know, after having so much success, really, as a sort of a duo.
It wasn't a difficult decision to make because we knew what we wanted to do, whereas as a duo, we'd never had a solid thing, really. We just sort of went and did it. Whereas as solo musicians, we have kind of vision.
John Gilmore
on BBC Radio Lancashire.